Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Cuckoo Radio. We are talking about Are you clever enough? 一起来聊聊你够聪明吗? There's growing evidence that musicians have structurally and functionally different brains compared with non-musicians.
一份报告指出，越来越多的证据表明，音乐家的大脑其结构和功能都异于常人。
In particular, the areas of the brain used to process music are larger and more active in musicians.
特别是他们大脑当中处理音乐的区域面积更大，也更为活跃。
Even just starting to learn a musical instrumentcan change the neuropsychology of the brain. The brain regions involved in music processing are also required for other tasks, such as memory or language skills.
即便是初学一种乐器也会改变大脑当中的神经生理功能，而大脑当中处理音乐的部位呢，也会在其他任务中发挥作用哦，比如说记忆和语言的能力。
It is in the nature of intellectually sharper people to indulge in evolutionary novel behavior. Does that mean that is healthy? You can pick your side, but it must be mentioned here that intelligent people do not necessarily indulge in healthy habits.
很自然的，更加聪明的人呢会纵容自己做出革新性的新奇行为，这是健康的吗？你可以保留你的意见，但在这里的话呢，必须要指出来，聪明的人呢，并不总是遵循健康习惯。
Okay, that's what we talk about today. Are you clever enough?
你足够聪明吗？听说聪明的人呢，并不总是遵循健康的习惯哦。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki 安夏可以找到我，同时也可以添加我的个人微信 DJ 下横线 UKKI， 可以在节目之后一起来学习英语哦。